was minding my own business in the pilot house lounge and bar, or at least tending my beer and scribbling away in a notebook I always carry, when a guy I didn't know parked at the table next to me with a cup of coffee. Army fatigue jacket, butch crew cut, aviator sunglasses hanging from a strap. Probably ex-CIA or retired corrections officer. He had his back to the ball game and the big screen TV over the bar, apparently more interested in my antics. I tried to avoid eye contact, watched a bunt down the first baseline, but he didn't need a cue. "What'd you think of that drilling ban in the Arctic?" he finally asked. I looked up from my great American novel, took a slow sip of suds, and studied him for motives. He didn't offer anything obvious, just a guy in a bar, student of politics, no doubt. "Okay with me," I said noncommittedly, and waited. "You rather have nuclear?" he countered. His coffee sat untouched. I sighed. "Here we go." "Okay with me," I said again. Captain Klink nodded. "How about those Muslim terrorists? You okay with that?" I put my pen down, slid my notebook to the edge of the table, took a slow sip of beer whose taste seemed metallic now. Why me, Lord? Why me? We were alone except for Jerry wiping down the bar that didn't need wiping. The batter took a called strike. I looked at my inquisitor, some bridge troll out for a holiday. "We don't get too many down my way on the south end," I finally said. "So you aren't bothered?" he sneered. "Oh, I'm bothered," I said, feeling the blood rising. "I'm bothered right now." He finally sipped his coffee and smiled. Now he was getting there. Strike two to the batter on the TV. I smiled back, hoping to cut off his air supply. It did. He dropped the phony grin. "What you think of us white males turned into second-class citizens?" he fairly snarled. I laughed out loud this time. Jerry looked up. Behind him, a baseball landed in the outfield stands. I left my beer half-finished and stood up to go. "Try not to be a victim, friend, especially if you're white and male. Doesn't leave much for those terrorists to take from you." Jerry waved so long and gave me a quizzical arched eyebrow. The pitcher put a baseball in the manager's hands and headed for the showers. Me too.